The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. Welcome to The Big Show. I tell you what, the judgment of our governor once again is on display, and it's not great. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top story.
As you well know, Jay Inslee, when he was first running for governor, promised you and me that he would never raise taxes as governor of Washington. That was about as bold-faced a lie as you can get. And when we're talking about politicians and varying degrees of lies, that's pretty tough to say that this is as big as it gets. But it is. And, you know, I was talking to his nemesis, Tim Iman, was on the show yesterday. And everybody, rightly so, goofed on Tim Iman for stealing an office chair from an office supply store last year. But what amazed me at the time and has continued to is that almost everybody in the media doesn't care that Jay Inslee has, with his lie, I will not raise taxes, has stolen billions and billions of dollars from the families of this state. Because if there were people, and he was in a really close race against McKenna, and if there were people who voted for Inslee because he said he would not raise taxes, well, they had their money stolen from them, as did all of us. Because he promised he would not. What he said was, no, we're going to have lots of economic growth in Washington. And with economic growth, we'll get more tax revenues. And between that and efficiencies, meaning he was going to look for areas to cut. Well, he hasn't cut a penny. And he has just grown the size of government dramatically. And he has signed off on the biggest tax increases in the history of Washington state. So we know the man is a liar. Unfortunately, we know that beyond any shadow of a doubt. Now we have to question his judgment as governor, because one of the things that governors can do is offer clemency to people who are in prison for life. Now, under Inslee, we don't even have the death penalty as an option in Washington because he said that he will never sign a death warrant as governor. So even though the death penalty is still the law of the state, Jay Inslee says he will never, ever sign a death warrant. So we do not have the death penalty as long as Jay Inslee is the governor. Now, what we can do is we can lock people up for the rest of their lives. And that's exactly what we've done with this guy named Hoggett. His name is Tracy Hoggett. Let me tell you a little bit about this dude. So Tracy Hoggett, he, in the late 90s, had several three strikes you're out felony offenses. He had committed assault in the second degree, theft in the second degree, robbery in the second degree, first degree burglary, second degree burglary. And then the third strike, he already had two. And you think about the criminal mind. If you already have two felony convictions toward your three strikes, you're out. And you are still such a habitual recidivist criminal that you don't care, I'm going to just take a shot and commit another felony crime. And that's what this guy did. He broke into a house in Silver Lake and he stole 27 guns. And that being his third strike, Tracy Hoggett was the first person ever in Cowlitz County to be sentenced under the three strikes you're out, which mandates life in prison without the possibility of parole for criminals who commit three major felonies. But there is one way you can get out of prison if you're a three strikes you're out offender. You can have a bleeding heart, leftist governor commute your sentence. And so in 2017, Tracy Hoggett went to Jay Inslee and he said, I am now a Christian. I have found God. I want to live on the straight and narrow. He said that here's his quote. This is in the statement he wrote to the Clemency Board. I will not let any one of you in the community down. I will demonstrate my ability to be a law-abiding, successful, responsible, trustworthy, and resourceful citizen. The possibilities are endless if we trust in God. And so Jay Inslee, being a bit of a sucker, he said, you know what? Let's let this guy out of prison. Let's give this guy who's supposed to be locked up for the rest of his life without the possibility of parole, this habitual offender, let's let him out of prison. And so they did. And part of the conditions of his release was you can't consume alcohol. You have to live only at approved addresses. You cannot associate with any criminals or drug users. Well, lo and behold, about 3 months after the state of Washington released Tracy Hoggett, he was found drinking, not living at an approved address, and associating with known criminals and drug users. And so they said, we gave you a chance. You were in prison for the rest of your life. We gave you freedom. Inslee gave you clemency. You were a free man. And he had to, you know, live by the terms of a probationary period. But then they found that he violated all the terms of his clemency. And so they snatched Tracy Hoggett up and they threw him in prison again. And it was back to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Story over, right? No. This is Jay Inslee's Washington. The story's not over. So last year, or in 2018, Jay Inslee again had this guy's paperwork come before him. I'm a Christian. I screwed up when you gave me clemency last year, but I'm going to be a God-fearing, law-abiding man. Give me clemency again. Now, nobody would be stupid enough to fall for that twice with clemency. Because let's face it, this guy has had multiple chances. He had a chance after his first strike conviction. He had a chance after his second strike. He gets his third strike, and then he's given clemency. Then he's given another chance. This guy has had so many chances. So Jay Inslee let him out of prison again, gave him clemency again, a second time. There's only one problem with this God-fearing, soon-to-be law-abiding Tracy Hoggett. When they let him out of prison, they said, okay, you got to go to a halfway house down in Kelso. And he was in Yakima at the time when he got out of jail. And they said, okay, we're going to watch you get on this bus, Yakima to Seattle. And then when you're in Seattle, you have to get on the bus, Seattle to Kelso. And then you got to go to this halfway house, which is an approved address, while we grant you this clemency a second time. Well, he got on the bus in Yakima. He made it to Seattle. And that was the last anybody saw of Tracy Hoggett. Jay Inslee had been duped again by a lifetime recidivist criminal. And so we told you about all of this when this guy went on the lam, when he got his second clemency. But he's back in the news today because it turns out Tracy Hoggett is now wanted for new crimes in California. Apparently, that's where he fled, and now he's been committing crimes down there. Again, great judgment by Jay Inslee and the Clemency Board. And what's so mind-blowing about this is I can understand you give a guy clemency and he violates the terms, then you lock him up forever, right? But then you give him a second clemency and he goes on the lam. So anyway, a spokesman for California State Parks says Tracy Hoggett is now wanted in California for resisting arrest, false ID to a peace officer, littering after he escaped from a ranger. But here is my favorite charge down in California. Possession of abalone. Apparently, I had to look this up. Abalone is, you know, the meat inside a shellfish. And apparently in California, they have a prohibition on abalone right now. It extends through 2021. And so this hardened three strikes you're out criminal here, he was found in possession of abalone down in California. But the reason that this is more serious than just having a shellfish is when a cop came up to him in the park, he gave him false ID because he was on the lam. They would have found out that, oh, you're the guy, you're the three strikes, you're out guy who escaped from Washington. You're the guy who got clemency not once, but twice by a gullible governor up in Washington. And so when the cops were checking his ID and the phony ID that he gave him, he went on the run, and he is still on the run, apparently. And so, and one of the rangers was injured trying to chase him down. One of the rangers suffered an injury, sustained an injury from a tree branch. I was wondering if that was like in the cartoons where you run, get clotheslined by a tree branch when you're running through the forested area. So anyway, if you know where Tracy Hoggett is, apparently if we get him back into custody, he will be back serving the rest of his life in prison. And I suppose it's only a matter of time before Jay Inslee gives him clemency a third time, because Jay Inslee is all in on this guy and his freedom, apparently. So if you see Tracy Hoggett, contact Crime Stoppers of Puget Sound, because we got to lock him up for the rest of his life, because Jay Inslee decided to let him go twice after we had him in custody. Good call, Gov. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, Big Local.
And then speaking of Jay Inslee, so I know this has made national news that we have the first case of coronavirus here in the United States, and it happens to be up in Snohomish County. And I heard all the health officials yesterday, and they said, yeah, the person who has it is confined to a hospital room, and they don't expect it to spread. But Jay Inslee is all over this one as well. He was on Twitter. Remember when Inslee told Trump to stop tweeting and start listening? Hey, Jay. So Jay Inslee went on Twitter. I'd like to thank the Washington State Department of Health, the CDC, and Snohomish Health Department for their quick response to the novel coronavirus. Based on what we know now, risk to the general public is low at this time. And then he released a full statement thanking those agencies, saying that our local and state health departments were prepared for this contingency, and it's confined to just one person. The first thing that came to mind when I heard this is, where was Jay Inslee when we had a hepatitis outbreak in homeless encampments in King County last year? Do you remember that? 72 confirmed cases of Hep A. 36 of those led to hospitalization. There were 6 new cases after an outbreak was declared in late July. Hep A is a contagious liver infection caused by a virus. It just strikes me as odd that we have all these public officials who are congratulating each other because they found one guy coming from China who had this this virus. And they say, oh, we did great, great work here. And yet, there's all kinds of diseases running rampant through these homeless encampments, which are encouraged by local government. We've had hepatitis outbreaks confirmed. You also have, you know, down in Southern California, they have the plague in homeless encampments. They have third world diseases. And here we've got a city council that says, oh, no, we can't sweep. Let's just let everybody keep sleeping in the mud on frozen winter nights. We won't sweep them because even though we can offer services to everybody, almost everyone turns down the services because, sadly, they've chosen a life of commit a crime, sell fence what you stole, buy your next fix, shoot up, rinse and repeat. And that's what is happening. And a lot of people have chosen that lifestyle. And we have a Seattle City Council that doesn't believe we should sweep encampments, even though 13-year-old girls are being gang raped in our local homeless encampments. They are willing to tolerate all of that. Hepatitis outbreaks? Eh, no big deal. It's just the homeless, right? That's the way our public officials seem to think. The raping children? Eh, it's just the homeless. She was probably a runaway anyway. I mean, that's the kind of sadistic thinking you have to have when you say, let's just let them be in these encampments. So I just want to point out the hypocrisy that they're doing all this glad-handing and self-congratulatory tweets because they have quarantined one guy who flew in from China. And yet, in the homeless encampments where there's hepatitis and child rape, they let that continue unabated, unmolested by any government intervention. Because that's a means to an end. And the end, of course, is got to raise taxes to take care of the poor homeless. That's the end goal. It's not helping people. It's not saving lives. And that is your Big Lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
Man, just since I went on the air, a couple of new national presidential candidate polls have just come out. Whew, this is bad, bad news for the Democrats. I'm just seeing these. So take a look at the president, what he's saying today about impeachment, about the Dems who want his job, the brand new polls that are just out. I got all that for you right after we check the news. It's the Dory Monson Show. Rolls off. Wow, I just saw the radical sex ed bill in Olympia has just passed the Senate and is heading for the House. I'll tell you more about this in the Big Lead at 2, if you missed our coverage on Monday. But if you're ready to have government employees start talking to your kindergarten and first grader about stuff that I guarantee is apparent, I never would have wanted a government employee talking to my 5, 6, 7-year-old about. But that is soon to be the law in the state unless the people speak up. So I'll give you a call to action in the Big Lead at 2 and let you know what's going on there. But this is, I'd say it's shocking, but it's not. It's what happens when you put absolute radicals in control of the legislature. But I think people need to know what this means. And so, especially if you have a kid who's in preschool right now or early elementary, make sure you're listening. Make sure you hear the kind of stuff that government employees are going to be telling your children if this bill passes, but it has just passed in the last few minutes out of the state Senate and is on to the House now. And it's about as radical as it gets as far as government control of our children. So details to come. Just getting that news in. Also, just in this hour, a couple of brand new polls that are disastrous for the leading Democrats. A Monmouth poll, National Monmouth poll, asked, what is your opinion, favorable or unfavorable, about all of the leading Democrat candidates? And almost every single one of them is underwater. Mike Bloomberg, 33% favorable, 47% un. Buttigieg is closest to even, 32 favorable, 35 unfavorable. Elizabeth Warren, people don't like the liar, 38% favorable, 49% unfavorable. Bernie Sanders, 41% favorable, 52% unfavorable. And Joe Biden, 42 favorable, 49 unfavorable. Donald Trump is 43% favorable. Trump has a higher favorability in this poll than every single Democratic candidate. And that's a disaster, because when Trump's one-on-one with any of those, and a lot of Democrats think that Joe Biden is the savior, that he's the one who has a chance to beat Trump. But the more people hear Joe Biden talk, he's kind of like Elizabeth Warren in this regard. The more they hear Biden talk, the more they dislike him. And I'll give you a perfect example. Last night, Joe Biden was asked about deporting illegals. And he's against it, like all of his fellow Dems. Even in New York, they just released a list of 9 illegals who could have been deported, and they have committed crimes like rape and murder while in this country as illegals, but local authorities in New York City, they will not honor ICE detainers, and so these illegals who have committed rape and murder are going to go free back in New York. And Joe Biden's the same way. He was talking about ICE, and he said that if you drive drunk as an illegal, of course we would not deport you.
I would hold ICE agents accountable if, in fact, they stepped over my executive orders, which is no arrest of anyone outside of their school. Look at one of the things that's happening is, particularly for Latino and Hispanic.
So I want you to think about that. So he says he will issue an executive order, so he's not going to do it through the usual legal process, that says no arrests outside of a school. So if somebody's at school, an illegal, picking up their kid, somebody in law enforcement recognizes that person as a wanted murderer or rapist, under Joe Biden's edict, they would not be able to pick up that person. It's like Jay Inslee here in our state. They care more about illegals than they do the safety of citizens, which is bizarre. But that's what you got to say. But then listen to what Biden went on to say about drunk driving illegals.
Hispanic kids. Is the incredible pressure on them in terms of their sense of security. They go off to school wondering whether when mom comes and picks them up, is she not going to be there because an ICE agent was there to arrest her? Or she takes them to the doctor that she's going to not be there because she is, quote, undocumented, and an ICE agent is going to pick them up.
So how do you change the culture?
You change the culture by saying you're going to get fired. You're fired if, in fact, you do that. You only arrest for the purpose of dealing with a felony that's committed, and I don't count drunk driving as a felony.
Really? Drunk driving, which still kills tens of thousands of people. And Joe Biden says if you are in this country illegally and you drive drunk, putting innocent lives at risk while on the road, that he would not allow. If an ICE agent picked you up because you committed a felony DUI, Joe Biden would fire that ICE agent. So, yeah, I think that the more people hear from Joe, especially in the battleground states, you know, this kind of radicalism, it plays okay here in Washington, because Jay Inslee's identical in his policy on illegals. But you want to talk about the people who are going to decide this election, and they hear Joe Biden say, yeah, if you drive drunk as an illegal, I'll fire an ICE agent who picks you up for that. That's shocking. The complete disregard for the law, but also the disregard for the safety and well-being of citizens who are on the road, of your kids, your spouse, who are sharing the road with drunk driving illegals. Joe Biden says, fire an ICE agent if they pick an illegal up for that. Okay, I got one other poll that's just out. I've got some more audio from the Prez, too. Let me take a quick time out, and then we'll keep looking at the national stuff for a few minutes here on the Dory Monson Show. Okay, let's make sure you're completely caught up on the whole presidential side. Okay, so I told you about the favorability for all the Democratic candidates. What a disaster this new poll, Monmouth poll, this afternoon is. But we got some other stats out there. And another brand new poll, Trump beats almost every Democrat head-to-head in the battleground states. And of course, that's critical because when you see the national polling, California is the most populous state, and it might be 75-25 against Trump. And that isn't a reflection of the Electoral College at all. And so all that's going to matter is how is Trump doing in the battleground states. And this is Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, and a couple others. Okay. Trump beats Warren 49-48 right now. But it'll get worse when the Dems are down to one candidate. Because right now, everybody just says, we got to beat Trump any way we can. But if they have to, they can't. Nobody's going to be able to support Elizabeth Warren in a nationwide election, who, you know, isn't a dyed-in-the-wool socialist. Trump beats Buttigieg 50-46. Trump and Sanders are tied at 49. No way Sanders, the most socialist, holds up in the battlegrounds. Biden does beat Trump in the battlegrounds right now, 49-47. But Trump beats almost every other Democratic candidate in the battleground states. And the impeachment, they're on a break right now on Capitol Hill in D.C. The president was asked about if the Republicans should allow witnesses in the impeachment trial.
It's a total hoax. It's a disgrace. They talked about their tremendous case, and it's all done, their tremendous case. They had no case. It's all a hoax. It's a con job, like Schiff. He's a corrupt politician. Now, I'll leave that to the Senate. The Senate's going to have to answer that. I have great respect for the Senate as a body and many of the individuals. I have great respect. So I'll leave that to the Senate. But this is the greatest witch hunt. This started from the day I came down with the future First Lady. The day we came down the escalator, this started. And I watched the they've been driven crazy.
That is true. From even before, long before Election Day, the media had gone absolutely berserk about Trump. But he says they're trying to impeach him because they know that they cannot beat him at the polls.
As Congressman Green said, we got to beat him by impeachment because we can't beat him in the election. And I hope that's true, because honestly, they can't beat me in the election. I don't think they can. I know what they're, I know what I'll be running against one way or the other. It's one of them. And I think we're going to do very well. But I think we're going to do well because nobody's done in the first 3 years, less than 3 years, because a lot of these numbers were taken from 2 months ago. They ended 2 months ago. In less than 3 years, nobody's done the kind of numbers we've done. So I'm going to head back and I'll be watching it. But it's really going to be up to the Senate. We're going to have them make that determination.
Okay. And they're on a recess right now this afternoon. But, you know, just to kind of back up, that the media has been on a witch hunt. There's no question about that. And you're not going to hear about good economic numbers. They're going to downplay taking out the worst terrorist in the world because the media, and I always enjoyed the montage of how the media absolutely, and this goes all the way down back to when he first announced he was running, but how the media has absolutely melted down about this guy.
This is the time for real wisdom. Lightning round.
If Trump wins, how about bursting into tears and screaming for the next 45 minutes?
Well, America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
Everybody is crying and so upset. And it is the end of their world.
Feels like the end of the world.
We were on Lifetime last night.
Right.
And I was slowly getting drunk is what happened to me.
How do we explain how this is possible?
How did this happen? Experienced politician versus racist fake gynecologist.
Get your abortions now. Because we're going to be and we're going to have to live with it.
You're
That's just, I enjoy listening to that so much, the media meltdown. Okay, got a lot more to do. Best 15 is next.